Hi, my name is Paul Bencula, and I'm a second-year student at San Diego State University. I'm in the Physics 188 class with Tony DeMauro, and I come from a pretty small town in Northern California, which has about 2,000 people. So it's a lot of people don't know where it is, and it's tough explaining. But it's called Twain Heart, and it's located directly east of Modesto, up in the Sierra Nevadas, kind of in between Tahoe and Yosemite, if you can imagine that. So we get the snow and all that good stuff, and it definitely has its advantages, and it has its disadvantages as well. You really know everyone in that area, as opposed to living in a big area and only knowing a few people. And there's a lot of stuff to do, but there's also not a whole lot to do. For instance, you can go snowboarding, you can go hiking, you can go camping, go out on the lake, wakeboard, whatever. That stuff's all really close by. But, if you're hanging out with your friends on Friday night, and you didn't plan ahead to do those things, what are you gonna do? Well, you really only have two choices, either the movies or bowling. And when those options get used up, as they often do, you tend to look towards alternative methods, and that can lead you to getting into some trouble, especially in a rural area such as where I lived. So I won't go into that any further, but that's kind of my background a little bit. I'm majoring in kinesiology, and I chose that because I've always played and liked sports, basically, and kinesiology is a way for me to stay involved with them. I was a three-sport athlete in high school. I played baseball, I played football, and I played basketball all 4 years of high school, and I just thought that kinesiology was the best choice for me, and I chose physical therapy as an emphasis because I found that to be the most interesting. But I also like sports psychology, which is kind of a big variation, and it'll be interesting to see which way I really go with that in the future. So I'm taking physics basically because it was a requirement for my major. But I'm glad I'm taking it. I took a physics course in high school and I really enjoyed it. Had a really good teacher. It's a really interesting class. It explains many things, that are overlooked in everyday life. The saying, "What goes up must come down," that's one thing that's often looked at, and well, everyone knows that, but physics tells you why that happens, and I think that's a really interesting thing. And my major in dealing with physics, it deals with it kind of a lot, especially with sports. I mean, when you're shooting a basketball, there's a lot of physics involved. A football, a fullback has a certain inertia that, maybe the guy has to overcome to stop him. So, there's a lot of stuff like that when you're looking at sports. Not necessarily when you're playing them, you're thinking of this stuff, but from the outside looking in, there's a lot of applications. But when dealing with my major, I probably will lean more towards the biology and chemistry departments in terms of usefulness, just because I am physical therapy, and that stuff's going to be very important. The problem-solving method is the diagramming, reasoning, and solution method, and it's the one we use in class. I think it's really important. Although, it can be annoying at times, but it's still a big, important thing. It helps us understand the problems, and it explains why something works and why we use a certain equation, as opposed to just using something and memorizing when to use it and not really getting the basic concepts behind it. Using the diagramming, reasoning, and solution method helps us really get the concepts behind it and explains why, why this does that. And yeah. So college is fun. It's a big change for me coming to a big city. As I mentioned earlier, I'm from a small town, so the big city is a big change. It's fun. I'm kind of far from home, which makes a big difference too. It's an advantage and a disadvantage at times. A lot of people down here can go home for the weekend. Well, I don't have that luxury, which kind of stinks, if I need to do my laundry, but whatever. I'm here to have fun, but I'm also here to learn. So, my goal is to earn a degree and to construct a foundation for my future. So, I'll be able to achieve this, but I've found that, it tends to be more difficult than you initially think it's going to be. You initially think, oh, 4 years, I'll be out of here. Well, especially at SDSU, that is a hard thing to do, as I've found. Many people strive to do that, but in reality, it takes a little bit more, and that looks like what it might be to me, for me. 5 years for that degree, and then probably a lot more schooling after that when I go for my master's and decide if I want to take it even further than that, but I know that I'll achieve my goals. I've always been able to do that. I was real good about it in high school. Last year in college, my freshman year, kind of slacked off a bit, but hey, maybe that was a fluke. It was just one of those things. It was a big shock being in the dorms and all that, but I pulled it all together the second semester, and I know that I'll be able to do whatever I want to do. So, that's about it. I'd just like to say thanks for giving me the opportunity to make the recording. It was a very positive experience, and I look forward to the next one. Thanks.